All right, tape marker, The Mandalorian review. Sorry about my handwriting, guys. Action! What's going on, Alamo City? We talk fans. I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
Hey, it's Gilbert Ortega. How are you doing?
Man, what's going on, man? It's
been a hectic month.
Yeah, it's a hectic month. Happy holidays from the Alamo City Movie Talk family, along with everyone else out there, guys. Coming out here from San Antonio, Texas. A lot of this season has shifted over. We just got done watching season finale. It came out yesterday.
Correct.
Man, a lot of stuff has been going through, so we haven't actually had a chance to go in depth as far as, like, on the chapters. So we're just going to skim through. Let's start with chapter 5. Let's get this right to it, the Mandalorian review, man. I mean, just that music gets you going, and then let's listen to it real quick. Man, that music gets you really going, guys.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah. It really gets you going, and it just... do you like this music?
It's appropriate for the title.
It is. Okay. So you really did. You enjoyed this, the music.
And of course you'll be able to recognize it immediately.
Yeah.
Now that it's
exactly
gone, so.
Now that it's come out, it's gone viral. The child's gone viral and everything.
Oh, yes,
so much good stuff. When it came down to it, and so all right, so let's get right to it. Chapter 5, the Gunslinger. They go back to Tatooine, Mos Eisley.
Yes.
And it's deserted, man. They got stormtroopers spiked up on the stormtrooper helmets spiked up. You can tell the Empire hasn't been there in a while.
Yes.
What'd you think of this episode, man?
This episode was fairly good. I like the new character, but it leaves an opening. I'm not sure what's her name.
What do you call it? The engineer. The engineer,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
So it leaves an opening. It was actually really, really good. I would rate it maybe about a 7.
A 7, okay.
Seven.
All right, not too bad. Yeah, I'll probably have to go a 6. I'm going to go a 6. Yeah, I'm going to go a 6. It was a good event. Like, you know, I'll say it again, like, time and time again whenever we do The Mandalorian. I was just like, you know, it's his adventures. You know, he goes to each planet. He goes
yes.
to different planets, different systems. And it's nice to see that he went to Tatooine because that was a known system that we know. You know what I mean?
Someone posted something on Facebook the other day, and I was laughing about it because adventures and babysitting, because that's pretty much what he's
right? Adventures and babysitting, man. That's a good one right there. I really was happy to see. You know, I wasn't content. I was like, oh, okay, this is a pretty good episode. Like,
yeah,
like all right, so he's, you know, he just, and in the beginning of that episode, we also see a little fight scene in space. That was
yes.
pretty good to see.
Oh, yes, that
yeah.
was that was pretty good. That was good.
I liked it because it was a nerve-wracking. We got you on the edge of your seat. You're like, oh, crap, he's about to get blown away. You're like, what's going to happen? Like, they just, and then his ship ended up surviving it all. Oh, my God, we're mentioning spoilers, by the way. So if you don't know by already, we're mentioning spoilers, guys.
It's time to catch up.
Yeah, it's time to catch up. All right, so I'm going to give this a 6. I didn't like how it was kind of too cheesy and too plain whenever the person he had for the guild, or he had another bounty hunter there, and then it was kind of cheesy. I was like, oh,
he was
he's gonna
very
be...
beginner. He was, yeah, I mean, he, it was his first
run
and
yeah.
stuff. So yeah, I didn't care too much for him.
Right? Obviously not, because I mean he ended up dying sadly.
Yes.
Sadly, but good at the same time. All right, so let's get right to it. So I'm going to give it a 6. You give it a 7.
Yes.
Chapter 6, ladies and gentlemen, The Prisoner.
I wasn't too fond of it. I didn't like these characters.
Yeah.
This is probably going to be the lowest rated one. I'm going to give it a 4.
Oh, wow.
I did not like it whatsoever.
Yeah.
The brother and sister duo just didn't do it for me. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I lost a lot of interest in it.
Yeah, and so here's the thing. So we actually got to see there's a cameo in there. He's actually from Sons of Anarchy.
The head guy.
Mark Boone Jr. So he's actually in here, and I was like, oh, okay, all right, who is he? And I also, did you recognize they actually said Mando? They kept saying
Mando.
This
yes.
is Mando. Mando. Mando here. Mando here. Like, I was like, that's kind of okay. I can run with that because we never got his real name yet.
Correct.
Yet, until we talk about it. Yeah. So, so the Prisoner episode, you know, it was okay. Actually, I didn't mind it so well. You said it was your lowest rating. For me, I was just, you know, I was excited just to see him interact with another droid again, because we saw another droid come in,
yes.
another bounty hunter droid, And I was just like, okay, how is he going to react to this one? Because he doesn't trust droids as a childhood. And we got that from the beginning. We got that, like, hey, I don't trust droids because, you know, the super troopers that came, the super droids that came
in. What was the name of that trooper, do you know? I mean, that droid.
It was, I just call it a super droid. It's probably, we probably know what it is. There's a terminology for it. I just can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, I mean, the CIS units, and they were pretty crazy. They weren't a regular droid like Roger. Yeah,
No, they weren't like that.
But
it was pretty good. They had some okay fighting scenes that I liked, but I just didn't.
Also, the cameo that you probably might have missed, that guy, the rebel soldier, he's actually the rebel soldier that they ended up killing. On the ship,
yes.
He actually plays the voice of Anakin Skywalker in Clone Wars.
Oh, really? Wow,
yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I was all like, dang, all right. When I first saw him, I was like, he looks so familiar because I recognized him in interviews or during Clone Wars. And it's funny, too, because they're bringing Clone Wars back.
Oh, really?
So, Clone Wars is coming back. I don't know why. I don't know why they're doing it, because Disney Plus, they want to try to push out content as much as they can.
Are they revamping it, or are they just...
They're just continuing
it. Continuing it. Okay.
They're just trying to continue it, and I don't like that, but that's another story. so that was a pretty good nod. I love that as well. And then also, I did not know that Nick Nolte, he was actually the guy in the red.
Hellboy,
he was just that creep. I was all like, wow, man, that guy, like, he didn't look like him
because
the makeup and everything, that was really good. So you said it was a rating 4, right?
Yes.
I'll probably give it a 5.
Well, and the thing is, have they not gotten blown by that home beacon? More than likely, I think they would have conspired to try to kill him.
And here's the thing, though. I think, do you think that Sons of Anarchy guy got out? Because it looked like
no.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Wow.
I don't think so.
Now going back to that tent scene, they're scared of X-Wings.
They are.
Dude, I was all like, wow, we're in a world where they were scared of the Empire. Now they're scared of X-Wings. I've never seen that. I was all like...
Pretty cool. I liked it when you saw the ships coming out of, they expand their wings.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah. I was all like, because that's when they go into action, because they're not into action. They go faster with the X-Wings out, and it goes into the science of it. I love that scene. That ending scene was pretty good. I was like, damn, they're scared of X-Wings. All right, that's cool. All right, so next chapter, of course, we're skipping through it pretty quick. Chapter 7, guys, The Reckoning.
The preparation for the season finale.
Yeah, the build-up. This is what the setup is. This is what we've been waiting for. And, man, okay, so we got this episode actually, was it on Wednesday, right?
On Wednesday,
right before Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we got it on Wednesday because they wanted fans to go see Rise of Skywalker. Hey, we're releasing it Wednesday. Don't forget, Jon Favreau even tweeted out saying, hey, don't forget, it comes out Wednesday. Okay. I could live with that because they want people to go see Rise of Skywalker.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you noticed this, because we haven't done a Rise of Skywalker spoilers, but did you also notice that particular episode, the child heals someone with the Force, right?
On which episode? 7?
7. He heals the Gil.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the Gil guy. Yes.
Okay. We've never seen that in history of Star Wars. Never. Has anyone ever healed
anyone
in the Force? Comics, books, cartoons, animation. No one has done that.
Correct.
And then we see it in Rise of Skywalker. Is that a coincidence, or is that? I don't think that's a coincidence.
No,
I think that's a Disney creative thing, and it's a terrible idea.
Good.
I didn't like it. I didn't like. Did you like that?
It was okay. I mean, for some reason, I thought. Well, I don't want to spoil it because we're still going into the season finale, but.
Yeah.
I would think that he would have used his powers in later on in the episode.
Yeah.
But he didn't, and he just used it on him and stuff. So
yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was good.
I didn't like how they did that. I didn't like that's a Disney created aspect, I'm feeling, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's not a coincidence.
Yeah.
I don't think it is. Because it's just like, hey, here's Wednesday, everyone's gonna watch it. Everyone that's gonna watch the Mandalorian series is gonna watch Rise of Skywalker.
Yes.
So I'm just
you
like,
think that's a coincidence.
Yeah. I'm just like, So when they release it Wednesday, I'm just like, okay, they're releasing Wednesday, I believe, because it's the Rise of Skywalker, and then they show that tidbit, and then we see it a lot more in Rise of Skywalker.
Yes, yes.
So, okay, all right, so I was just like, all right, okay. Now, the gathering of the allies, so we do see other bounty hunters there as well, and they get, and so here's the thing, it's crazy because a child starts to force choke.
Yes.
To force choke in that episode. I was like, damn. I was like, what is going on? Like he is really protective of the Mandalorian.
Yes.
Like, I like that, though, because he have a relationship. He's
yes,
a
he
father,
does.
You know?
I think he looks at it as a father figure.
Yeah, exactly. It's a father figure, and I'm just like, okay, that's what it's all about, because I'm just, it has to carry that charisma, it has to carry that, because it's both of them together, the adventures
yes.
of the Mandalorian and the child. Yeah, so the Force healed, we saw that. Also, Death Troopers were, we got introduced
yes,
to Death Troopers.
Yes, we did.
And the regular Stormtroopers, and I was like, damn, this is crazy thing. I don't know if you recognized it either. Also, a little tidbit nod was that it was actually the 501st, the official 501st. There
yes.
they were the actual Stormtroopers.
That yes.
was a pretty good nod.
Was
I was
nice.
All like, dang.
One other thing that you have not mentioned is the reborn or the recreation of the IG unit.
Yeah.
That, I mean...
Oh, when he got reprogrammed.
He got reprogrammed
yeah.
and he got fixed and to become a nurse and protect.
Yeah.
I think that was excellent because I had a feeling he had more to do in the episode
yeah.
than just...
Yeah,
episode.
See, and I was upset. We were both upset. We're
yeah.
all like, what? Why didn't they just bring him on the first episode and then they kill him? That's it.
Yeah.
Like, he's done? They made a poster for him. If they're making a poster for this character... Wouldn't you think it would be a little bit more?
I think so.
It's
yeah.
like they would make a poster for the Jawas. They won't make a poster for the Jawas, but I mean, yeah. it's just they were in the whole series, though, pretty much all
that's
throughout
right.
the time.
Yeah.
And so I was very disappointed in that. And I know we talked about it on a very chapter one review. We talked about it on off camera. So I was very upset about that.
Yeah.
Like, and then so now to know that we got him back, actually more bad of a. Bad mother, like
yes,
yeah.
And that's just saying he's just right now. We
yeah.
haven't discussed episode
yeah.
8 yet. So
yeah,
like,
yeah. So right now he's already looking good. He's looking
so
straight.
7. I'm gonna rate it at a 9. 8.5.
Okay, I'm gonna do an 8.
Okay,
I'm gonna do a solid 8.
The closing of the episode was what got me is when I saw those troopers actually taking on the
yeah. And how he died that, I forgot his name. Gosh, dog it. I forgot his name.
The creator.
Yeah. No, the one that reprogrammed.
Yes.
Yeah, the one that reprogrammed the IG-11 unit.
What's his name? oh my God. Quill?
Quill, yeah. I think you're right. Yeah. I think it's Quill. Yeah, I can't. Yeah. I think it's Quill.
Or Krill.
So to know that that actually happened, you know, to know that he actually reprogrammed it and everything, and we saw a lot of and so I guess so chapter 77 you give it an 8.5
yes
okay so I give it an 8. Now let's go the long-awaited anticipating chapter 8. Of course everyone was all debating, they're just like, man, I can't wait to see it. You know, what is going on? Because it got everyone, chapter 7 got everyone like a cliffhanger.
Yes.
Like,
that was a massive cliffhanger.
Yeah, I was just like, wow, I'm so upset. Oh, man, I'm so upset. I was just like, everyone was upset. I saw everyone's post. And it's funny, too, because every Friday I'll see everyone's post about it. I'm just like, oh, man, it's bad. Or you'll
yes.
text me and be like, oh, it's good. I was like, dude, thanks. I got to wait 8 hours until I get off of work and then I can watch it. And I'm just like, man. But going into episode 8, we did get that Stormtrooper scene. And this is actually directed by writer-director of Jojo Rabbit, ladies and gentlemen. I've said it so many times wrong, his name wrong so many times. Taki, I'm going to try to get Taki. I'm probably saying it wrong again, but yeah. And I didn't know this either because I didn't know he was actually an IG. He's the voice of the IG unit.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
IG-11.
I was like, dude, that is awesome. I was like, okay, I didn't know he was in the series the whole time from the beginning. I was like, dang, okay. So I did not know that. But going into it, so, I mean, what an episode it was, man.
I'm going to say this, and I'll probably get some hate texts and stuff like that. This episode... was a 10.
Okay.
And I considered this episode to be a lot better than The Rise of Skywalker.
Wow.
Yes,
dude,
I'm saying that.
Wow,
I was not very impressed with Rise of Skywalker.
I wasn't either.
I was expecting a little bit more.
Yeah.
Great scenes. There were some awesome scenes, but it's just, I didn't like the way that they closed it. But this episode was incredible. This guy right here,
IG-11,
incredible. Yeah. Incredible.
We get that first scene, guys, ladies and gentlemen. We get that first great scene that we actually never, I don't think we've ever gotten a conversation between two stormtroopers besides just like a couple, like this was a pretty good amount of sentences back and forth to each other. And I loved it too because you got that comedy relief in there that Taki's always known for. And we actually got a relief where, like, I mean, in the beginning, they're just trying to shoot.
They're so close and stuff, and it just pretty defines how the history of the stormtrooper shooting.
How they suck at shooting. And now I know everyone's heart was racing and everyone's heart was breaking whenever they were hitting their.
They were punching
them.
I was mad. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, and it bit them too. That was pretty good. That was pretty good to see. And then also, Jason
Sudeikis.
He was actually one of the stormtroopers.
From
Where the Bills
Are Trying to Get That Gig. Oh my god.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, I really do love how how Star Wars movies / shows, they really put famous actors, they just put them in, like, hey, we're going to put you, you want to be the Mandalorian? Oh, yeah, I'll be the Mandalorian. What are you going to be? Oh, I'll be a trooper. Oh, awesome. Like,
yes.
You don't need, because we can't tell.
You won't know.
Yeah, you won't know. All right, so going into episode 8, chapter 8, man, a lot of stuff. So we actually saw the Mandalorian. We saw exactly what he had to bring to this. And I was, okay, so first things first, I guess we could say, we could talk about Cara Dune, which is from Alderaan. They recognize she's from the planet of Alderaan. And obviously, Alderaan has been destroyed already because it happened in episode 4.
Correct.
This is like.
But she was a rebel stormtrooper?
She was a rebel shock trooper.
Shock trooper, okay.
Yeah. So she was a rebel shock trooper. And of course, her planet was doomed by the Death Star in New Hope. And to know that, we actually got some familiarities in there. I was like, okay, so she's from Alderaan. I get that. That's awesome. I was like, dude.
Yeah.
I was just cringing.
It's a little bit of history of everybody that's coming.
I was just smiling. The whole episode, dude, I was just like, oh my God. There's so many hints to everything. I love it when the episode really connects both the movies and the animations. It connects everything. This episode really does shed so much light to connection between every single character.
Backgrounds to Mando.
Mando, yep.
We finally get to see his face.
Yeah. Pedro Pascal. I mean, we saw his face. And it's funny, too, because I did a little research on him. And actually, he lived here in San Antonio for a little bit.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, I was just like, okay, around 11, 12 around there.
Oh, yeah.
And then from here, he moved to Orange County, California.
California?
Yeah. So I was like, dang. I was like, all right. So he lives like San Antonio. He actually played in one of the state championships here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What school?
Oh man, you got me there, man. I can't remember that. So that was a pretty good night. I was like, all right, this guy's awesome.
He's a good actor.
He's from Chile.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
What other movies has he come out of? He's got
Game of Thrones.
The spy.
Kingsman.
The Kingsman. Yeah.
Kingsman too. He was the whiskey guy.
Yes.
He had a mustache. He was awesome in that. I didn't realize how old he was.
He's actually coming out in Wonder Woman.
Yes, Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
He actually plays the villain in there.
Okay.
He plays the villain, a very smart villain that takes over the Justice League of society. So he's a very powerful being. He's almost like Lex Luthor, but more powerful. He's able to control people's minds in the comics. That's what he's able to
do. Cool.
Yeah, so he has the willpower of people. That's a pretty good. I want to see where he takes that role. And to know, Pedro Pascal's agent, like, dude, that guy deserves a raise. He has a lot.
He's getting some good roles now.
Of course, his head was crushed in the mountain.
Game of Thrones.
I actually liked his character in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, so going back to chapter 8. We did get Cara Dune from Alderaan. And then also, we did get... Griff Cargo is a former lawman as well. And then also we got Moff Gideon's backstory.
Yes. Yes.
So,
yes.
And Mando confirmed that, of course, because he had a history with him. So it looks like he was in charge of annihilating the Mandalorians.
Yes.
And to know that.
Or Mandalorians. No, it was the...
Mandalore.
Yeah,
he was in charge of destroying Mandalore.
What is the It was a thousand...
A thousand knights or something like that.
A thousand knights of tears or something like that.
Yeah. And, I mean, he's a former Imperial regional governor. And so I'm just like, dang. I mean, this guy, like, he's very personal to Mando.
He was also the bad guy Breaking Bad.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Well, I never watched that show.
You haven't watched
that?
No,
I never
watched that.
Yeah. So going into chapter 8, I mean, this episode was just nonstop action. It,
it was
really good,
nonstop
edgy
action.
Edgy for sure. It
was
a long
one of my favorite
episode.
Parts is where he's riding the, what is that, speed?
Speed bike.
The speed bike through the town, and he's got the child right
the
here.
The IG-11, yeah.
And he just turns his torso and continues to keep shooting.
I love it.
That's awesome. Awesome.
I love it so much. I mean, it really does shed so much light into how this buildup was from the very beginning, which I loved it so much. So the IG-11 unit, it was a nursery droid. I love that a lot because he kept saying, I'm a nursery droid, a protector.
Yes.
That was great to see. Man, I mean, so we did get that, you know, the Moff Gideon's backstory. And also, we got confirmed. And it's funny, too, because a lot of people are like, well, is the man... A lot of people were not necessarily upset, but a lot of people, I mean, we all assumed too that he was Mandalorian.
Yes.
He was blood. I thought he was blood.
Correct.
A lot of people thought he was blood.
Yes.
But they kind of hinted that he wasn't.
Correct.
But
it's because he was raised by them.
He was raised by them.
He was
raised by them. And
yes.
That's what I kind of got out of it, because I was all like, he's going into a basement or to a shelter of some sort as a child. And I was all like, well, the CIA students are going to come. And then we never got anything hinted until this episode.
Correct.
From then. So to see that actually unfold and everything, I was very happy to see that.
Yeah.
I was
it was a nice finish.
So now to know that he is actually not Mandalorian. I mean, he was raised by Mandalorians. So I know you were kind of hinting, or you were kind of questioning, like, the Mandalorian that raised him, I guess, or the group that raised him.
Correct.
So
I was wondering if that is actually Jango?
Jango, yeah.
Jango Fett.
Yeah.
And through the, what is it, through the Clone Wars or through...
Clone Wars, yeah.
Through the Clone Wars, if that was actually them.
See, so the Clone Wars, we see them a lot in the animation series. Clone Wars is actually run, they're called Death Watch.
Okay.
So Death Watch comes in and goes, and they actually fight against Obi-Wan. They fight against the Queen, which is, a.k.a. the Queen is Obi-Wan's love interest back in the day. Because he had a love interest, and yeah, but anyway, that's another story. Obi-Wan comes in, and he's trying to protect the Queen, and he's also trying to keep peace, because if the Death Watch becomes a huge threat, then the Republic has to come in. It comes to the politics of it. So the Republic has to come in and intervene, and they have to, and of course, that's what the Emperor wants. That's what he's, and it's funny too, because throughout the episode, you're just like, I mean, everyone, you know it's the Emperor, but a lot of people are just like, it's funny too, because the Emperor's, he's all like, we need to get there, we need to go there, and like, he tries to conquer that planet, and in his mind he's just like, I need to conquer Mandalore, like, this is my planet, like, I'm gonna take over this. And so just to see that history and everything, and so we do get him a lot in this, and we see a lot of the Mandalorians too, the same kind as well. Even Boba Fett is technically a clone. He wasn't created naturally. He's technically a clone. So do you consider him Mandalorian, or you consider him a clone?
Well, if he's a clone of a Mandalorian, then yes, he is.
But he's an unaltered clone. So he wasn't altered like the other clones, but
if he's following the creed, then yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now that we know that what's going on.
And we may be off too, so you know.
I mean, there's so much, that's a huge debate. So going back into episode 8, so Gideon has the Darksaber. Man. Alright, so the Darksaber showed at the very end, whenever the TIE fighter scene, wow, what an intense scene that was.
That was crazy.
Dude, like, it was a really... You got me to the edge of your seat. I was very excited just to see the Black Saber. I was just like, wow, the Dark Saber.
Who held it before?
Okay, so that was what I was going to go. So the history of the Dark Saber, real quick. actually started off with the Mandalorians back in the Old Republic times. The Mandalorians would fight off against the Jedi that would use that weapon. That weapon was the leader weapon to fight off against the Jedi. That thing would be able to beat a lightsaber. So it's able to attack a lightsaber and everything. It's the strongest weapon against the Jedi and the Sith.
Okay.
So now going from there, so we actually see the Darksaber in Clone Wars. We see it a lot. Darth Maul has it with his brother.
Yes.
And then it goes from Darth Maul, then Darth Maul actually conquers Mandalore. He kills the queen, murders her, and then Emperor Palpatine senses he's becoming powerful, and the Emperor Palpatine goes into Mandalore himself and annihilates and destroys Darth Maul and his brother.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's in Clone Wars. So it's a lot of intense scene right there. In animation, that's going
on. Yes.
So from there, now Rebels. Now Rebels, Clone Wars takes place between episode 2 and 3. Rebels takes place between episode 3 and 4. Oh, 3 and Rogue One.
Okay.
So between 3 and now that we have Rogue One.
Yes.
So 3 and Rogue One. Rogue One, we actually saw and heard. I mean, we didn't see it. We heard. What's her name? Rebellion's Built on Hope. What's her name? In Rogue One. Director Krennic was after her. I can't remember her name, but. She actually, when they're going through the Imperial Vault,
yes,
when
they're
on the they're actually going through the names, and right before they reach Starlight, which is what her name, which was her dad called her,
yes,
they said it's a Darksaber,
yes,
and then they were going through it,
so
we can only assume that they had it, but before they had it, Sabine had it, which was the leader of the Mandalorians.
So if this guy has it now, who has it now? I wonder who if he had it. At that time, I wonder who has it now.
Oh, what do you mean?
Like present time, like with the movie.
Well, currently, this is the earliest. This is the earliest. Now, this is the latest of the Darksaber. This is the latest scene we could tell.
Okay.
As of right now, because this is after Return of the Jedi and after Rogue One, after
so
all
I
that.
So I think Palpatine gave him that sword.
I don't know. Yeah,
that's
I mean,
crazy.
We can only we assume that it was at that planet and it got destroyed. Because whenever the Death Star annihilated that planet, where it showed all the history and everything that they had, with the Emperor and everything, with the Empire. So going back to this episode, we saw different troopers. We saw a lot of
The flame throwing one too.
Yeah,
I mean that was good too.
Dude, that was awesome. And then so we actually saw the child. So now we know what season 2 is going to be about.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So let's go to that real quick scene of the IG units again. You mentioned with the speed bike. That was awesome to see.
Yes.
What did
you
think of that? I mean,
it was just incredible. Incredible. He was shooting all the freaking stormtroopers and
right?
stuff. Just, it was awesome.
I enjoyed it a lot. I really did. That was a great montage to see how powerful he was. I was like,
yeah,
IG-11, man. That's what's up. So Pedro Pascal, man, we finally see his face, and it's the most anticipated face that we've been wanting to see for so
yes.
long. And I liked it because it didn't look altered. It didn't look.
No,
it just looked normal.
And one of the things he said he's never shown it to a human. And the IG says, I'm not human.
Yeah, I'm not living. He said, I never showed it to a living thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a living thing. And that was pretty cool. I was all like, dang.
And once again, he saved.
Yeah,
saved him again.
He saved him. And he also made a joke too. I like that. He made a little back to tank joke, or he mentioned some kind of cute little joke there. You got to go back to that scene. He mentioned a cute little joke, and I was all like, IG-11's all like, I thought you'll find that funny or something. I was like, what the heck? It was a random joke right before you're going to die. And then right before the flamethrower stormtrooper that came in, we actually got to see the child again use the Force,
yes.
Which I assumed. I was all like, man, I was assuming that like how powerful he was. I was just like, he's gonna be able to push it back.
Yes,
you know, he's gonna be able to push it back and everything. And that was pretty awesome.
Well, that's weird because I mean, what I found weird was that they're an evil race,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they were discussing.
Yeah,
the
species,
the evil species. So that it's gonna be. It's going to be interesting to see what
how they find this planet.
Yes.
Maybe this answers the main question that George Lucas wasn't able to answer, that he never gave a fact over. Maybe Disney is finally going to give us a name to this species.
Yes.
But they better be careful with that because you...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, definitely. You
can't name it too cheesy. And you have to name it professionally. It has to be professionally named. I don't even know what you call it, though. I mean, they probably did so many possibilities of different names and different because it needs to run. I mean, everyone's saying Baby Yoda, but it's not technically Baby Yoda. It's
correct.
The child. Disney's
yes.
officially said it's the child. So yeah. So I'll say that. And then also we did get whenever Pedro Pascal and the group when they're trying to run away from the attack, they actually went to go find that all the Mandalorians have been wiped out.
Yes.
At that.
Yes.
That got me so upset. I was.
But
angry.
There's some there. There's still some out
yeah.
there, but just the majority of them
have
been.
I was so upset, yelling. I was angry. I was just like, because that was. I love that scene where they all come out. I love it because we've never gotten a true Mandalorian's battle. Like, we never
yes.
seen that ever in the history of Star Wars in live action. We've seen it in Clone Wars. We've seen it in Rebels.
Yes.
We've never seen it in live action. And I want to see that. I want
to
see
that. That was a good episode, too, when they came out to help him.
Yeah, that was. And then that's how the Brotherhood, that's how great of a Brotherhood he was. How it is and everything, how Mandalorians are. That's why people have it tatted on their chest, like that.
Yeah,
that above,
the
yeah,
emblem.
Yeah, the emblem. Now to see he actually gets his own emblem. That's pretty
yeah,
cool.
He, that,
yeah,
for two.
Yes, for two.
So now he has his own emblem, yes.
And then also, they did pay a nod to, you know, they talked about the old tales of the Jedi.
Correct.
So, because they were questioning, they were all like, well, what is he? Like, what is he, like, why does he, how is he able to do that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that was really interesting too. Because
yeah.
I mean, I like that. I like that part too. So
yeah, and that was the thing. I was just like, how are they able? How is he able to use this force? Because they don't know. They don't
yeah,
know where
they
the
don't.
Jedi is. Because this is happening in the outer
they,
room.
They
even
said, wave your hand. Wave your hand. Help us out. Wave your hand.
Yeah. Oh, that was cute, man. Oh my god. Like that. He was all like, wave your hand. Help us out. Wave your hand. Yeah. But yeah, by Griff. He was like, wave your hand, and then the child's all.
That was cute.
That was pretty cute. There's a lot of cute scenes by the child. I love that a lot about this.
One other thing that and this is probably going towards the end, was the lava river.
Yeah.
A new droid came out that I
you
was
know,
telling you about.
I didn't like that droid.
I loved
I didn't like
that
it.
R2 standing, walking
yeah.
in it.
We don't know. We never got official name
no,
for it.
We
maybe
didn't.
Maybe
that's,
we'll get it next season. But
that,
yeah.
that walking, standing R2 unit was awesome.
I didn't like
it. It would have been good if, I mean,
if he, would survive.
He lasted a little bit longer, but...
You had him self-destruct?
There you go.
Sadly, that we did get IG-11 to self-destruct. That was pretty... I was sad.
Yes.
I was,
yes.
Dude, he played a huge part. Now, going into that development right there, ladies and gentlemen, we saw the Mandalorian. We got his official name.
Yes.
We got his official name as well during that time. Which was Din, and so Din realized his love for droids. I mean, he cared for them.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't say love, sorry. He actually
changed his mind.
Yeah, he had a character development. I was all like, wow, he actually
yes.
started caring for him. And it's funny because IG-11's all like, I can tell by the tone of your voice, by the sound of your voice, like you're getting sad.
Yes.
I'm surprised about that.
Yeah.
I really was. I was
that
just
was...
like, because he saved him. He saved his life. He saved them. If it wasn't for IG-11, they wouldn't have had the child. He played a huge part in this last of this last opening. And also, fact, we did get a fact that stormtroopers are just the worst. They're just the worst. But
yes.
I love to see the Death Troopers again. I like to see that explored because I loved him in Rogue One. And I found more about, if you read the book Catalyst, Star Wars Catalyst, actually talks about how upper class they are.
Yes.
All they are, they're just advanced, they're more of a higher IQ than regular stormtroopers. That's it. That's all it is.
But not better shooters.
Apparently it's a little bit better, but
I think
not
that's
better.
A,
yeah.
I think they
a little
need to
bit
fire
better.
That teacher that's teaching them.
Right? Right? They need to show that teacher that's teaching them how to enjoy. They need to go back to training camp.
Yes.
That's all of them need to do. Rating. What would you give this episode?
10.
10.
A
10. I'm going to give this a 9.5.
It's up there.
A 9.5,
it was good. It was
everyone
really
loved
good.
It. Everyone that I know that saw this episode loved it.
It was really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fantastic. Fantastic. A lot better. I mean, that's probably why they made it so good, because of the fallout from The Rise of Skywalker. This is really, really good. So
the fallout, I'll agree with you.
And the episode, was it 30 minutes? Because it seemed longer.
No, it was 40. It was like almost 45. The longest episode of the season, which I love. If they keep doing that, like, okay, 35, 30. Last episode, 45 to an hour. That's awesome.
That was good. Because it was long enough, and it was perfect enough, too. I mean, it didn't take take forever, but it was really good. It was an action-packed episode.
And comedy. The comedy in here was great.
Yes.
I love the comedy in here because you could tell how the direction of Taki had it. And I do apologize again. Put all the comments down below if I'm saying it wrong, because I probably am. But the way he went, the way I love him. Like, the way he directs and everything. We saw him in Jojo Rabbit, which is another great film, guys. If you haven't checked that out, check it out at the theater near you. So that's another great, how great of a director he is.
Yes.
He also directed Thor Ragnarok as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he directed Thor Ragnarok. And so that's how you know he's not a shy, he's a familiar face to Disney.
Correct.
So, yeah. All right, man. So you give it a 10. I give it a 9.5, guys. Any last minute comments you want?
Just can't wait for the new Obi-Wan.
the new Obi-Wan series. So it's been confirmed. John Favreau confirmed it that we will actually not get another season until season two is coming out in fall 2020.
Okay, good.
So we gotta wait. Yeah, so I'm okay with that. Patience is virtue, and I'm gonna be patient for this one. I know a lot of people are upset because you're just like, I want to see it already.
Yes, of course.
We do. Course, but you know what, guys? We got patience is a virtue. Patience is a Jedi way, guys. All right. As always, I have your host Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
Gilbert Ortega, how are you doing?
All right. He's taking over the show. What the hell? All right, guys. All right. Having some wonderful day, guys. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. Give us a thumbs up. If you like our review, guys, to all the chapters, ladies and gentlemen. Do apologize if we skimmed through it a little quick, but we did give our input of it, and it was a great
season.
Great season. Thumbs up. Great season. I love the season. Great season, and it shows potential how great Obi-Wan series could be.
Yes,
it does.
It does.
And they were ready. Disney Plus. I mean, now let's get the real quick. I'm gonna show a grace, real praise to Jon Favreau because he was a story behind this.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, he's the one that actually
he's awesome.
A filmmaker.
Yes.
To know that the guy from The Replacements, to know the guy from Swingers,
yes.
To know the guy from Couples, the guy from Replacements alone, he's going crazy, and to know that this guy was going to be a great filmmaker, I was all like, I don't know. It's funny too because I don't think he even knew he was going to be that great of a filmmaker.
No.
And that's the beauty of it. I love that a lot.
Yeah, that was awesome.
All right. All right, guys. Have yourself a wonderful day.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, by the way.